All right, let's go to work. I think the time that we're living in, this apostolic, is right on time that we're working on. We're going to talk about, again, the Lord impressed me, of the governing apostolic anointing. I want you to look at that, the governing apostolic anointing. In other words, they're going to need, it is need a remnant in the body of Christ that God has called to know just how this anointing functions. I think he called it opening the portals of the supernatural. Opening the portals of the supernatural at all times. That these three aspects fall on the apostolic anointing in which we were working on. Pathfinders, pioneers, and pace setters can begin to walk through at all times. In other words, with those portals open properly. Governing apostolic anointing, one of the first things that I've seen in my life and in the life of those who follow that pattern is demonstration of the Spirit and power. Now, I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures that I'm not going to read, but you have it on table and they send it to you. And that's 1 Corinthians 2:1-5, the Apostle Paul give us an insight on how preaching with a strong anointing, what it consists of. And then there's another scripture in 1 Corinthians 15:10. I'll read 9 and 10. For I'm the least of the apostles, and I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Look what Paul was saying. And then in that 10th verse, he said this, which is powerful to our subject on the governing apostolic anointing, give us an insight. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, notice the word grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. And the reason I tell you, notice the word grace, grace, meditation, praying in the Spirit are very important to us now. Understand the ministry of grace, praying in the Spirit, and meditation. All of them have the consistency of digging deeper into the anointed or into the spirit world. So I want you to concentrate on those three. I've listened to some of the boys and girls. Yeah, y'all doing a great job with it. Until people learn how to meditate, until they learn the what is the privilege of praying in the spirit, what it really means, they're not going to be able to function in this apostolic status that you're putting out. But let me give you some scriptures. Isaiah 9:6-7, 1 Corinthians 2, the whole chapter. I just read 1 Corinthians 15:10, Galatians 2:20, 1 John 2:27, Luke 4:18. Now, important words I wrote here, yet not I. Those words are important, those words are promotional, those words are powerful. Yet not I. Recognizing or recognize that this is a powerful prophetic time. If you look at John 3:30, they say he must increase, but I must decrease. Prophetic, powerful, anointing, lifting. Many things that happen when that concept or when that spiritual principle come alive in your life, recognize this is a powerful prophetic time. And in this powerful prophetic time, he must increase, not must decrease. I think one of the problems of ministry is that the minister try to increase too much. God used him and using her, but then if you don't give him the glory, and so we want to train ourselves to do that. I got to do that all the time. I got a lot of people. I got all of you all and a lot of other people, a thousand of people. So you just got to give, let him increase. The years ahead of us are years of great significance, of being seasoned with abundant grace for the rising of governing territorial churches. I'll read that again because I'm going to quote a scripture that is hidden if you don't know how to dig into it. The years ahead of us are years of great significance, and I'm being seasoned with abundant grace for the raising of governing territorial churches. So it seems, or not that it seems, it is, abundant grace has something to do with governing. There in Ephesians 1:3, I'm just quoting because I'm not. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What a verse. What a verse. Ephesians 1:3. It's talking about how we should govern, how we should, what type of anointing we should wear. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, if that sounds simple to you, that means you lost in the traffic somewhere. Because that's deep revelation there. We have to function in the unusual, not church usual. Now, Galatians 2:20 and 21 is going to help you do that, because a lot of times the grace of God is being frustrated because we're constantly going through formalities and won't permit the Holy Spirit to interrupt our normal pattern. We got it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, but we can't do that apostolically. We have to be able to yield to the Holy Spirit interruption. Very important. We will have to function in unusual, not church usual. The apostolic is changing completely, taking it back out of Satan's hand and putting it back in the men and women of God's hand. Also, it is time for demonstration and manifestation. Now, I'm not talking about your little emotional stuff. I'm talking about raising people from the dead. I'm talking about sight to the blind. I'm talking about all of these manifestations be taking place among us, and we need to press in to make it happen. All right? So we're dealing with governing apostolic anointing. These apostolic ministers and team will become the stronger men of their cities. Are you hearing me? Governing over the spiritual atmosphere. Wow. Governing over the spiritual atmosphere. Now, I'm not in Dallas where I am, here in Louisiana. Nobody's taking over. I don't let nobody take over. I keep a bunch of angels in Darrow. I cover. God put me there for a reason. So whatever city, wherever you are, God, not to be high-minded, just in the spirit world, just control. Governing over the spiritual atmosphere. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 through 12. Hearing, seeing, speaking, writing, and speaking in the spirit. hearing, seeing, writing, and speaking in the Spirit, Revelation 1:10-12. Apostolic is structured in heaven to earth government so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened. Very important. Here's scripture. You better study Acts 5:12, Acts 4:33, and Ephesians chapter 3. Believers are searching for perpetual victory. We ought to be able to give it to them. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. Now here's another point that we all must come to grips with. You must recognize your insufficiencies and depend on the Holy Spirit. You must recognize your insufficiencies and depend upon the Holy Spirit. Now, that might not be a real lavish statement in the English dialect, but in the spirit world, it's one of the most greatest statements could be made. Okay? And get this, and I know you know about this, but I want you to get, we want to get deeper and deeper in understanding this. Spiritual climate can be adjusted. Spiritual, keeping a spiritual climate conducive and correct for the ongoing victory of an advancing church. Ministers will be responsible to keep the heavens open for the Lord. Wow. Wow. The apostolic mandate and authority is being placed upon those churches in these awesome days of demonstration of God's new wave of power. You will see prophecy fulfillment. The new breed that we're building will become pillars for God's new leadership structure to be established in His last day church. And a lot of information. You know how to flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. Flow in the Spirit, function in the Word. I'm stuck there. Flow in the Spirit. You know how to flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. And the scripture there, John 6:63 is very important. Feed on that. The fulfillment of prophetic and apostolic dimension will be birthed before the breaking forth of the new day of the Lord. You got to be birthed. So study Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, proper order for proper production. It will set the pace for the emergence of the governing apostolic anointing to impact the cities and influence the nation. Grace, revelation, mystery. Ephesians 3, 1 through 5. You will receive demonstration in the Spirit. You will see, flow, and know more. Ephesians 3, 12. Your personal life must be in place. Whoa. Not just in the pulpit. Your personal life must be in place. I'm at home in my office, from my home office, making this impartation, and I wanted all three of my sons to be here with me, all preaching, and I could look at myself at different levels, through from the youngest to the oldest, so I have them here with me as I made this. You will see, flow, and know more. Your personal life must be in play. Now, I'm very strict about LTMA personal life, that we live in sanctification, We're living in revelation. We're living in demonstration because we're walking with God. Those are the things that have fulfilled my life by having my personal life in place. We'll begin to see governing churches that will become the spiritual womb to bring forth the greatest manifestation of apostolic power the nation have ever seen. If you look at Acts 9, I'll look at this one, Acts 9. Acts 9 and 6. Go to Acts 11, 10, anything but 9. Acts 9 and 6, it says, and he trembled and astonished, said the Lord. And he trembling and astonished, said the Lord, what will you have me to do? Lord said to him, arise, go in the city, and he shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. We must have, let's see that, it says, we will begin to see governing churches that will become the spiritual womb to bring forth the greatest manifestation of apostolic power the nation ever seen. In other words, proper instruction at the proper dimension in the spirit. We must have the same anointing as Jesus. Luke 4:18, Acts 10:38, 2 Corinthians 12:12, sign, wonder, mighty deed, pace, impact, influence. Let me read it again. Sign, wonder, mighty deed, pace, impact, and influence. Now, whether you know or not, I'm on the 31st point. From this morning, I'm just going through them because I want you to have them. The Lord, I was in my office, and I have stacks of notes everywhere. And I had prayed about this morning, the impartation, what we're going to do, what I'm going to do. And then he took me to this. He said, I want that back out. I taught this in 9:19, governing apostolic anointing. The churches in many lands will rise against all limitation, restriction, fear of men, and religious hierarchies to fulfill their destiny in God. Limitation gone. Restriction gone. Fear gone because we're covered by the apostolic anointing. Listen, the years ahead of us are years of prophetic drama. Dreams will become reality. We'll see unusual manifestation of God's power creating a holy fear in the house of God. We will see the manifested presence of God in our midst. We'll rise to the maturity of childlikeness and character, paving the way for covenant relationship to be birthed in his church. Covenant will take place in the competition. Covenant will take place in competition. We must complement each other. You still there? The revealing of Christ in and through the human bodies of the saints will allow the Holy Spirit to speak through the saints in apostolic power and authority. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. To tell you how that works. The removing of the anointing from churches and ministers will be the beginning of God's judgment in his house. The removing. Some will fall away. Others will be prematurely removed. Yet others are sidestepped and sidelined. Many previously fallen will be restored into a greater portion of anointing because of their deep repentance and willingness to yield to God original plan. We said you had to read Psalm 51. I want you to have that in your note when you're listening at it. All right. Point 42. You must be holy and sanctified. I cannot tell you how valuable holiness and sanctification is in ministry. Because of that, and you're going to hear this over and over, God has given me desire of my heart. Obeying him. Did you go through it, Daniel? Yes. Yes. But I got over. And because you're connected, oh my, feel the anointing coming. Because you're connected, wherever you are now, in the car, at home, your office, you'll be in touch with this self-same anointing right now. There's a connective anointing flowing. And that's what we want. I mean, we want to get connected. In the spirit realm, we want to sense that you're not on this line just to hear a story. There's an intimacy. There's a revealing power. Maybe that's why I want them boys here this moment. There's a revealing connection going on right now. And it comes. You must be holy and sanctified. Both of them. There will be a release of the greatest manifestation of revelation and power gift the world has ever seen. LTMA now, not Leroy Thompson. I'm talking about it. Something big is about to happen through the ministries and to the ministers who are connected, because it's an assignment that has to take place from a humble groundwork through incapability, through God himself over people yielding to him. So I want your expectation high. These demonstrations, plural, of supernatural power will bring in the greatest harvest of souls into his kingdom. I think y'all doing a great job. We've got over 60,000 now. And it's growing. It's growing every day. These people are witnessing, and people are adding on every day. The raising, listen, of governing churches and apostles will set God power in momentum. I'll say it this way. Everybody don't have to be an apostle. But just yield to what the Lord is doing through you. That's the main thing. There will be a new breed of apostolic pioneers arriving across the nation who will explore new heights of leadership, paving the way for the establishment of a strong structure, leadership shift in the church. The emergency of governing churches will become inevitable because of these apostolic pioneers. Now, you know, ain't nobody going to come in this area, Jago. I ain't going to let it happen. They just can't happen. All right, Lord, I got a footnote here. My assignment is to draw every church and minister deeper into the apostolic and prophetic mode of ministry. I'm reading out some scripture. Ephesians 1:1-3. Ephesians chapter 1:1-3. Ephesians chapter 2:20-3:5. I wrote a footnote here, and I view this. Holiness is ownership. Grace is ownership. Faith is stewardship. Everything Jesus did on the cross belongs to us now. We must stop begging and struggling for what is already yours. must stop piddling around with these little ideas and meetings. Here now, I'm going to make a statement. If you hear it, promotion will come right now. Satan shipwrecked the revelation of grace so that we wouldn't know how to stand in our place of grace. And that's what we're doing now. We're uncovering the shipwreck of grace. Because when they had grace taught, a lot of times it was taught wrong. It was taught that it gives you permission to sin and just go back and repent. That ain't what grace is about. All right? So, yeah, my teaching and some of the teaching of sons and daughters of this LTMA, you understand that. So this governing apostolic anointing, invention can't stand with demonstration of the Spirit, power, and the Holy Ghost. All right, 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5, John 3, 27, 30 and 34, John 3, 27, 30 and 34, Acts, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, John, Acts 20, excuse me, Acts 20, 26 through 32, governing, apostolic anointing. The kind of churches we see being built today would not be able to stand under the intense pressure of persecution and demonic onslaught. Activity, program is going through all this stuff. We must have power and not be on an ego trip. God is releasing his heavenly pattern for these type of churches to be built. The apostolic move is not clear to those who are not receptive to what God is doing today. You have never arrived. You always arrive. You heard that? There's always more. Never stop searching because there's always more. It's one of the apostolic statement I think the church of my sons had put on me. Never stop searching because there's always more. Let me go back over this one. The apostolic move is not clear to those who are not receptive to what God is doing today. You have never arrived, you're always arriving. There's always more. When you have arrived, you're through. For those who desire to be at the pulse of what God is saying and doing today, that's what he's doing today, what God's saying now. We must be alert and ready to catch the wave, revival. I have respect for you because when I call these calls, you all make some kind of way to get on this line in the middle of the day. It's amazing. I said, listen to the roll call. It's amazing. But it's God. It's people who got respect and honor, and we've been flowing together like this for years and years. So the cry out now is we must be alert and ready. That means about a half hour, son.
Yes, sir.
We must be alert and ready to catch the wave revival. Welcome to the world of change. Changes of all kinds, economic, social, cultural, technological, political, religious, are happening at an accelerating rate. For us, the church, to be able to ride these waves, we need to have clear, we're going to Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 now, apostolic strategies that will help us have objective action plan to build for the future. The new pioneer leader God is remaking and retraining today, understanding that change is the ruler again. Let me read that again. The new pioneer, see, that's the apostolic word there, leaders. God is remaking and retraining today. Understand that change is the ruler again. But it's change where you led by the Spirit. You can't grow if you're not willing to change. They develop apostolic strategies for his leadership and for his church. I'm almost through. To be fully released into her potentials in God. Now, I know this for a fact, I've seen it. You're designed to live the advancing life. And how beautiful it is when you're not just teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Catch me now, when you're not just teaching, your people who follow you can look at you and see what you're teaching manifesting in your life. I am to be a manifestor before all of you all. And it's not something you got to parade, but people know, they see the advantage, see the anointing, see the blessing of God on you. And that's what you need. So you're designed to live the advancing life. Say it out where you, wherever you are now. I'm designed to live the advancing life. Very important. I'm going to go a few more moments, excuse me. We need apostolic pastors, teachers, and believers. One of the main things of the apostolic is it reveals your potentials in God. The apostolic provide a cutting edge by releasing their spiritual creativity and the revelations of God. Heavenly blueprints to pave the way and wait for them. You have to embrace apostolic wisdom to build and to bless. They seek honestly for cooperation with others who are like-minded, who are of a kindred spirit. I like this about LTMA. They are champions of cooperation and not of competition. I love it. They welcome a philosophy of biblical understanding, godly cooperation, revelation knowledge, apostolic wisdom, almost through, so they can achieve the God-given vision that involves the region and the nation. These pioneers, I want you to listen now, these last few remarks. These pioneers will have the ability to adapt to a changing world, the ability to assume responsibility for their own ministry success, Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:2-3. The ability to have a shared vision owned by all the membership. The ability to empower every member within the church. Here's a close with this. This is very careful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 words. The number 7 represent completion. You are, I'm pronouncing this on you. You are through surviving.
Mm-hmm.
You are prevailing.
Mm-hmm.
You are, that anointing come in you now. You see, because I've been in the surviving mode and I've been living in the prevailing mode for many, many years. You are through surviving. You are prevailing. Catch a hold of that this morning. I speak that over the whole LTMA family. continue making changes as the Lord leads you. I got you up in prayer every day. I think there's a lot of advances being made by ministries, and we're thankful for that. We'll keep going in the direction that God tells us to go, and keep making changes. God tells us to make changes. We're going to be fine. Get ready. I didn't pray at the beginning. I'm about to pray right now. Lord, I'm so thankful today for the privilege and the opportunities that you're giving us to be together as a family. You've taken care of us over the years. Touch each one of our hearts to know that nothing is ever said or asked to put a person down. We're just covering. You told us to cover and speak what you tell me to speak. I thank you for every man, every woman on this line right now. May they sense the anointing. May they sense your presence. And whatever they stand in the need of, give them a revelation, give them the anointing, and give them the willpower to walk through whatever they're dealing with to the other side. I'm thankful that the blanket of apostolic anointing is on every person under the sound of my voice right now, wherever they may be, in their office, in their car, in their home, job, wherever they may be. Just keep opening doors for them, supernatural doors, supernatural portals, supernatural. Rivers are flowing. Vines are growing. Plenty is about to be seen. Many is about to be drawn to another level in the spirit. Faithfulness always pays off. Dedication always pays off. So as you sow into my kingdom this morning, your lives to hear, to find out a different direction that I want you to go in, says the Lord, I see you and I understand. Promotion is at the door. Make the right statement. Then you'll make the right step. Glory and honor be upon you, your family, and your ministry that you can enjoy life in spite of. Ha, ha, ha. Overpowering Kumeshaka. Kuranataka, overpowering anointing, come it. Now, apostolic and prophetic anointing rest upon everyone under the sound of my voice this very day. Wow, how God has opened a door for us to walk together with leadership of our MBB. Walking together as men and women of God. Very seldom don't remember arguments and lies and disrespect. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for it. Growth. Heal their bodies. Manifest their finances. Money cometh upon every LTMA member like never before. Their money cometh demonstrated. In Jesus' name. Amen.